Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today is Saturday, the 23rd of March, 2024, on the Roman calendar and on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Lord's calendar. Today is the 13th of Adar Bet or Adar 2. My name is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George. And this is the third audio I'm doing today. And this time around, I'm going to read the book of Esther, chapter 9. And then I'm going to conclude today's ministration in that way. I must admit, I'm quite tired. And I don't feel like doing this final audio. But I need to. So I'm most likely not going to make it very long. Because I'm getting tired, but at the same time, if I don't do it now, I'm more likely not gonna do it. So let's just read Esther chapter 9, because we're talking about Adar 13. Today is Adar 13, the day of taking up arms to fight against the kingdom of darkness that has risen up against us, and we continue to fight even throughout tomorrow and the 15th, as the Lord leads us. Hallelujah. I find it very strange and interesting that a lot of statues are being installed in the UK this week and the past week, all over the place, and one of a black woman that is indecently dressed was put in Trafalgar Square last week. I really find that strange. And this is the season of celebrating Ishtar, the pagan festival Ishtar, which is more about the fake queen of heaven, who is in written about in Jeremiah chapter 7 and chapter 4. And I've learned recently that the cakes that we see her making that we see the people in the book of Jeremiah making in honor of her are the hot cross buns. I will teach more on that in another teaching next week. After Purim is over, I'll do my very best to teach before Thursday. Because I know it's from Thursday that many people begin to celebrate Easter. But I encourage you to not partake in any Easter celebrations. It can be very difficult to stay away when you have family members saying Happy Easter or Happy Good Friday. And they are giving chocolates here and there. And they are giving gifts, but we need to be ready to be set apart for the Lord. We have to understand that if we continue to allow ourselves to be stained, to partake in these satanic festivals, we have spots and wrinkles on our garments. So the issue of having spots and wrinkles is not just about having the abominable items on our bodies. Abominable items includes, for, wearing the wrong garments and shoes, decorating ourselves with things we are not meant to decorate with ourselves with. The list is long. I'm not going to go into that now. It also covers other areas such as what we eat, where we go, what we use our eyes to see, what kind of, festival days, what kind of special days we actually hold as high, we honor or we see as of great importance. We must be ready to align ourselves with the will of God, to understand what is being celebrated or honored in the heavens, and then we copy that on earth. Hallelujah. Just because your parents, your grandparents, and everybody else on this earth was born and they all found Easter here, or Good Friday and the Lord's Supper and all that here, does not necessarily, and they've been celebrating it ever since, does not mean that you have to carry on the tradition. Just because that tradition has existed for many years, even before you were born, does not mean that it has something to do with God and it is of God. Just remember that if it is celebrated by the world, if the world celebrates it, it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is also known as Yahushua HaMashiach. Anything that has something to do with Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not popular because the world hates him. The world only loves its own. The world does not appreciate the things of God. If the world appreciates the things of God, Israelites would not be experiencing anti-Semitism. You know, Esau has tried so hard to suppress what is holy and exalt what is unholy. So we must do away with unholiness. I know that they are calling it Holy Week or Passion Week, and it begins tomorrow, Sunday, with Palm Sunday. But please do not partake in the celebrations that are coming up regarding Easter and regarding Good Friday. As I said, I'm quite tired. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to make notes on these audios. May the Lord help me. Anyway, I just felt led to give that brief introduction regarding Easter and Good Friday and Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, for there is none like you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We kneel before you. We bow before you. We exalt you on high, for there is none like you. You are gracious, Lord. You are merciful. Father, we give you praise. We choose to drink of the living waters. We choose to eat of the bread of life. We choose to drink of your sweet wine. Mandere bomboria kavashanda. Let your holy presence flow into our lives, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, Lord. Let the blood of Yahushua wash us clean and make us whole again. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahushua 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 Ah. Yahushua. Yahushua. Hallelujah, Yahushua, we need you. Mandara Boshanda. We are calling upon your name because we want you to touch us and change our lives. Mandere Bokoria Basanda. Have your way, O Yahushua HaMashiach. We need your deliverance. We need your deliverance, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Visit us, Lord. Transform our lives to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, have your way, O Yahushua. Let your presence flow. Let us drink of that life-giving stream. Malambo yambaya, lelemboria bashanda. For we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry for more of you. Mando yomboria mbaya lambokoria bashanda. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry for more of you, Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. Come and have your way, Lemboro Mbokoriamba Shanda. Come and have your way, Yahushua Rekembe Yambaya. Come and have your way, O Yahushua Rekomboro Bosoto. Come and have your way to the glory of your name in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need thee every hour. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Fill our lives and have your way. As we pray to you. As we wait on you, Lord. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way. 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 Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and have your way. As we pray to you. As we wait on you, Lord. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way, O Yahushua. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way. Here we are, lifting our hands to you. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. And as we praise and worship your holy name, you are here, dwelling within our praise. Here we are, lifting our hands to you. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. And as we praise and worship your holy name, you are here, dwelling within our praise. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. My Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. All right, let's read Esther chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is this month of Adar. Hallelujah. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar. On the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had ruled over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, who is also known as Ahasuerus. I'm sorry, I paused the audio for a while. I feel like I am supposed to read Esther chapter 8 before I read Esther chapter 9 in order to throw more light on what's happened before. I think it would probably make more sense that way than to just go straight into Esther chapter 8, sorry, chapter 9. So let's read Esther chapter 9, Mordechai honored. On that day did the king Ahasuerus, also known as Ahasuerus, also known as Xerxes or Artaxerxes, give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king. I want us to remember that the original name for Mordecai is Petchaya, which means that he was somebody who could speak the 70 languages on the earth, and also he was somebody who loved to bring up challenging topics within the Word of God, to study the Word of God. So he was very a man of wisdom and great knowledge. So Mordecai was not his birth name, it was a Babylonian name, just as the name Esther was and is still a Babylonian name. Her original name, or her birth name, is or was Hadassah, which is to do with the myrtle tree. Hallelujah, the tree that produces a beautiful fragrance called myrrh. Hallelujah. And we tend to use those myrtle tree branches to do a wave offering unto the Lord, particularly during the Sukkot period, the period of the Festival of Tabernacles, during the which Jesus Christ of Nazareth was born, around September, October time of the year. So let's continue reading. Sorry, let's start again. On that day did the king Ahasuerus, so this is after the second banquet that Esther and Haman and the king have had. On that day the king Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, or the enemy of the Jews, unto Esther the queen. So Esther decided what could be done. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Esther set Mordecai over to the house of Haman. So Esther was given some power and authority to do one or two things. Verse 3, and Esther spake yet again before the king and fell down at his feet and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite and his device that he had devised against the Jews. So the book of, I think, Job and the book of Proverbs saying that he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it by themselves. Hallelujah. So the very thing that Haman prepared for the Jews, he partook of it. Hallelujah. 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 He is begging Esther here so that he doesn't have to, you know, be punished, because he knows what the punishment means. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. That's a very powerful thing to do as a king. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, if it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hung upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. So you see that Haman's punishment was to be put on the gallows. Hallelujah. And I like the way Esther requests. She requests for the letters that Haman had written to be reversed. And that is what we are meant to do when we go before the Lord, that let every letter that Haman has written against us, wherever Haman has written a letter against us, let that letter be reversed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Wherever Haman has written an evil letter concerning us, let that letter be reversed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let every satanic letter that has been written concerning us, concerning our loved ones, be reversed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Mandere bokori yabashanda. Let every satanic letter, rikoboshita yende, ribondi yabakaile borobo sete yambarabo kori yabashanda, rikabe soto yende, rimboya lamboro bokori yabashanda. Let it be reversed in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Every evil handwriting concerning our lives, we blot it out by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Be blotted out by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Every evil handwriting, every evil decree, Moriam Bayala Bokori Abashanda, be blotted out by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Be blotted out by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Be blotted out by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Sata yende rebokori yabashanda, lebori yabakande reboroko sete yabashanda. Every satanic letter, every satanic decree, every letter written by Haman, wherever, be blotted out by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Masaka yende reboroko shita yanda, ribose ke yabashinda rababosa. Every satanic decree over our lives, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Masoto yendere bokori ya basanda rababa, rekemba rabashinda rababosa, rikoso to yendere babashanda rababa, reboso to yambara kondi ya bashanda, maso korebondi ya bakore bosete ya bandere baba, rekombo roboshinda rababa, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, masaka yende, matoye mbara bakoro bosete ya bandia bashanda, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, rembo sokori ya bashanda, masoto yendere bokori ya basanda, every satanic letter, masoto yende, makoro boshanda rababosa, it will not, it's, whatever has been written in that letter will not manifest in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. It shall not come to pass in our lives in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Only the report of the Lord shall be passed in our lives in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Only the report of the Lord will be made manifest in our lives in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. And every power that is speaking against our prayers, mando riko shoto yendere bashanda, ribosi ya bashanda, we crush that power, we trample over that power in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We shut them up, ribonde ye bandi ya bashanda, masaka yende, makorobo shanda, masoto yende, makondi yereba, ribose keanda, mashoto yende. Masoko rabasata rikose temba yanda masondo robo shanda masata yende makondo robo komba rababa, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, rebosoto yende rebabasa riboshanda ya rababa riboso yanda masoto nderebo kombi rabashende rimbosoto yende, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Lord. Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther, the queen, unto Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hung upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it is liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, seal it with the king's ring, seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. For the writing which is written in the king's name and with the king's ring, may no man reverse. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word go forth from my mouth, and it shall not return to me void. Hallelujah. I'm just paraphrasing, because I'm not able to go there now. We need to carry on now. Verse 9 in Esther chapter 8. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written, according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, and to every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. Hallelujah. And he wrote in King Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts on horseback and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Hallelujah. Now it is worth pointing out that Mordechai, by God's grace, did not need any help to write these letters because he could speak 70 languages. So he had to write 70 letters in different, you know, same letter, but in 70 different languages, and also in the Hebrew language, to inform everyone around the world, within the 127 provinces of King Ahasuerus or King Ahasuerus or King Xerxes, that the decree spoken by the law, sorry, by spoken by the king previously, as advised by Haman, was to be reversed. Hallelujah. And you know, Mordechai, there is a similarity between Mordechai and Joseph, because both Joseph, the son of Jacob, and Mordechai could speak 70 languages, and they were both the prime minister of the kingdoms in which they were placed for such a time as the time they were on earth. And they had a special position, they had that special position for a particular divine purpose. Hallelujah. You know, that was one of the ways in which the Lord gave a taste of the Messianic kingdom rule, of what life would be like if the Israelites are in charge. Hallelujah. So it was very good that Mordecai took the position of prime minister to the king of the Middle Persian Empire, because he could speak the 70 languages. It was so easy for him to be able to do his role accordingly. Hallelujah. Let's carry on. Verse 12, I think. No, verse 13. So the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all themselves on their enemies. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Jews were given the authority to avenge themselves against their enemies. So the posts that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment, and the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordechai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. Look at the colors. They're describing the colors here. So royal apparel of blue and white. Blue and white are the colors of the Lord. In heaven, his throne is blue. He is blue fire. There are other things that are blue now that are skipping my mind. Even the Torah tablets were blue. Hallelujah. The sky is blue for a reason, because blue represents revelation, white represents purity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blue represents divine revelation, and this is why blue is the main color of Israel, the set apart nation of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that Uganda Israel Second Born's colors are mostly red, yellow, blue, red, yellow, white, and black, but each one of those colors actually have a high significance, which was revealed through Apostle Gordon of New Uganda New Revival and Restoration Ministry. Hallelujah. It was revealed to him, and then he shared with us. I need to locate the audios. Anyhow, there is an English translation of what he said, which is in the written format. I can share that. So anyway, let's carry on. My main issue here is the royal apparel of blue and white with a great crown of gold. Gold represents kingship, with a garment of fine linen and purple. Linen is a major material in the heavens and is what the Lord prefers us to wear, either 100% linen or 100% cotton. And you can see that also purple is very much associated with royalty. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I'm saying the word Shushan here, I don't know, I just feel like playing a song that I learned is a popular song that it tends to be sung as part of this season of what do they call it? Part of this season of celebrating Purim. It's a very powerful song. It has deep meanings spiritually, because Shushan is actually, it bears the letters of the Hebrew letters of the name Shosh, within the name Shoshana, and Shoshana means rose. And this is all linked to the fact that Yahushua HaMashiach is the rose of Sharon. So it's quite interesting that the main focus of the entire story of Esther is mostly within the city of Shushan. Shushan. Shushan is all about the beautiful fragrance. And Esther was that beautiful fragrance that spread to the rest of the country. Esther and Mordecai, because Mordecai represents the matto. Sorry, Mordecai represents the mar. And the frankincense, whereas Esther represents, oh no, sorry, I'm getting it wrong now. I think Esther represents the mar, whereas Mordecai represents the frankincense, something like that. Anyway, let me play the song. I'm not yet very confident in singing it, so I would rather play it to be heard. It's called Shoshanat Yaakov. Hallelujah. Oh, it's playing, but there's no sound. Sorry. I was hoping there'll be a sound, but I'm not getting any. I guess there's a problem with the loudspeaker. So I'm going to have to use a different device. Shoshanat Yaakov. It's a beautiful tune, but I'm still trying to learn the song. It's a little bit complicated, so I would rather not sing it. That's the song. I'm going to play it one more time. So that's the song. It's called Shoshanat Yaakov. And
It's interesting that they've included the word, yeah, the name Yaakov within it. Yaakov is to do with the heel of the leg. But they include it here because Yaakov, Jacob, Israel, when he appeared before Isaac, he was smelling like the Garden of Eden. He was smelling like the beautiful roses, the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. Even though he had the goat's skin on him. The goat skin on him, by the way, represents the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement sacrifice, Leviticus chapter 16. We'll talk about that when that time comes. But yes, it is related to this as well. It's just that I can't go into it right now. I need to go on and read Esther chapter 9. So Shushan, recalling the verse, the city of Shushan celebrated and rejoiced. Esther chapter 8, verse 15. In the Song of Songs, the Jewish nation is compared to a rose. Shoshana, meaning rose, is a reference to Shushan or Susa, recalling the verse, the city of Shushan celebrated and rejoiced. Hallelujah. Esther chapter 8, verse 18. That's why we sing the song Shoshanat Yaakov. So, Shoshanat Yaakov. Zahala vesamecha birotam yachad techlet Mordechai shuatam haita lanetzak vetikvatam bechol dor vador lehodia shechol kovecha lo yevoshu velo yikalmu Lanetzach, Kol Hakoshim Bach, Arur Haman, Asher Bikesh, Labdi Baruch, Mordechai Hayehudi, Arura Zeresh, Eshet Mafkidi, Berucha, Esta Baadi. Arurim kol harasha'im, beruchim kol hazadikim, vegam chavona zachur latov. Amen. That is the transliteration. Now, this is the English version, the English translation. Sorry, that was the Hebrew transliteration. Now I'm going to read the English translation. The rose of Jacob thrilled with joy and exulted when they beheld Mordechai garbed in royal blue. The rose of Jacob thrilled with joy and exulted when they beheld Mordechai garbed in royal blue. So it is very possible that when Mordechai came out in the royal blue with a gold crown, royal blue and white with a gold crown and purple robe, he was smelling like a rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I've been quoting that scripture all week long and asking us to use it to pray, not knowing that it's linked to Esther chapter 8. You remember there are new revelations every year that the Lord reveals within His Word. Then it continues, you have always been their salvation, their hope in every generation, to make known that all who place hope in you shall not be put to shame, nor shall all those who trust in you be disgraced forever. Cursed be Haman who sought to destroy me. Be blessed be Mordechai the Jew. Cursed be Zeresh. As soon as I saw the name Zeresh when I was reading the Hebrew, I knew somebody's wife, but I'd forgotten. But I remember that Zeresh is the wife of Haman. So cursed be Zeresh, because she's the one who gave Haman the idea to build the gallows to kill Mordecai, the children, the Jewish children, and various other people. So cursed be the Zeresh, the wife of Haman, who terrified me. Blessed be Esther, who interceded on my behalf. Cursed be all the wicked. Blessed be all the righteous. And may Havana also be remembered faithful. favorably. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So it is a very beautiful song that celebrates in a nutshell what happened in the time of Queen Esther and Mordecai on earth. And as I said yesterday, it is worth noting that Daniel the prophet was also alive during that time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Daniel was very much alive, but unfortunately he died before Mordecai was crowned as king, because what's his name, Haman killed him. Daniel had been demoted by the king, and so he was working as more like a servant to Queen Esther. He is known as Memuna. Chapter 1 mentions two interesting names, Mehuman and Hatak. Chapter 4 mentions Hatak. So he is the Mehuman we read about in Esther chapter 1, and the Hatak that we read about in Esther chapter 4. I've kind of touched on these in previous audios, which I shared, I think, last year, 2023. I shared a lot of details on the book of Esther last year. I'll try and find the audio so that I can share them. I think it will be easier that way in terms of tomorrow Purim. I can just share a quick audio tomorrow to acknowledge Purim. Then the rest of the audios will be those of last year, 2023. So I just wish to play the song again one more time, now that we have the understanding of what it means. One more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Israel is compared to the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Remember that I shared yesterday that the Bible characters we are talking about here, mostly Esther and Mordecai, they were old people. They were not young people or youthful people like we imagine them to be. They were old people. Hallelujah. We are talking about 60 years and above. I think, as I said, Esther was in her 70s. I've not yet investigated to remember her age, because I tend to read the book of Esther mostly around this time of year. So we have to keep reading it around this time of year, because the way the Hebrew calendar works, it keeps you busy, and you have to read things according to the time which they happened. And that's the way to get through the Bible each year. Hallelujah. I've read about how Esther came out. Oh, sorry, Jude. So Mordecai came out and I stopped at Shushan, rejoiced and was glad. Verse 16 of chapter 8. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor, and in every province and every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Hallelujah. So many people became Jews. I want us to take note of that fact, that many people became Jews in the period of Queen Esther's victory and, you know, Mordecai's victory over Haman. Many people became Jews. Remember that Haman was promoting anti-Semitism, which is the hatred of the Jews. However, God turned things around and people converted to Judaism. They started to obey the commandments of the Lord and worship the one true God. They came out of paganism, heathenism, polytheism. Polytheism is the worship of many gods or different gods. And, you know, paganism is all about idolatry. Hallelujah. Replacing God with other gods. So people converted from, you know, evil, from being unclean, from being Gentile, and to become set apart for the Lord Yahweh. Remember, I said in the previous audio that a Jew is somebody who is set apart for the Lord for a divine purpose. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. Hallelujah. Let's move on to chapter 9. We are now at 55 minutes of this audio. Let's move on to Esther chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them. Though it was turned to the contrary that the Jews had rule over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people. This has happened before, actually. I've forgotten where else it happened, where the Lord put fear in the hearts of the people towards the Jews, or towards the, you know, in the hearts of the enemies of the Jews, towards the Jewish people. So that's how the Lord gave them victory, and, you know, the other people became weak to fight, and the Jews overcome them, and that's how the Lord gave victory, and that was a sign that the Lord had mercy on the Jewish people. He forgave them for the sin they had committed of attending the banquet that we read about in Esther chapter 1, because that banquet was full of food sacrificed to idols. Even the wine was sacrificed to idols, unfortunately. Now let's continue. Verse 2, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people. And all the rulers of the provinces and the lieutenants and the deputies and the officers of the king helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Hallelujah. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. You know, he was holy unto the Lord, and he endeavored to uphold God's holiness. So that spoke for him. It went ahead of him and spoke for him everywhere he went. Hallelujah. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughtered and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And this all happened on this day, the 13th of Adar, today. And in Shushan the palace of the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. Now, sorry, I forgot to point out something in the previous audio because I was a little bit distracted. I'm sorry. So in the previous chapter 8, you remember it was saying that in the month of Sivan,
That is when the decree was turned around and letters went out to the various provinces. I want us to understand that the month of Sivan is 3 months from now, is 3 months from today, from this month of Adar. Hallelujah. The month of Sivan is 3 months from here and is the month in which we celebrate the festival of Pentecost. So it's quite interesting that that is the month in which the Lord decided to turn the decree around. Hallelujah. The month of Sivan. I've gone back to chapter 8 briefly just to highlight that issue from verse 9. Then the king's scribes called at a time in the third month, that is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to Mordecai commanded unto all the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and the rulers of the provinces which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces. And it carries on, it's quite long. So in the month of Sivan, that's when the decree was reversed by writing another letter that overruled the previous letter, and that is the month of covenants. The month of covenants is the month in which the rainbow appeared in the sky. So whatever happened, whatever we are reading about in the month that happened in the month of Adar, basically happened the year after the decree was written. So the month of the Sivan that we're talking about is the year it happened. Sorry. The late decrees were sent out in the year before, the very year in which Haman signed the decree. That is the year that Mordecai also signed, wrote the letter and sent it out. Then the following year, in the month of Adar, the month on which they had cast lots for the Israelites to be killed, that is the month in which the war happened. So we are reading about events that happened in a space of 1 year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So after the, you know, it took, so in time was needed for the letters to be sent out before the actual events could happen. So we've read verse 5. I think we've read verse 5. Let me read it again. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those who hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Parshadantha and Dalphon and Aspatha and Poratha and Adalia and Aridatha and Pamashta and Arisai and Aridai and Vajezatha, the 10 sons of Haman. 10 speaking of responsibility, testimony. It's also to do with the commandments of the Lord, but obviously these 10 sons represented lawlessness. So the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. So the children of Israel were not to take this of the spoils of, you know, from of the war. They were not to take any of the property of the people they had killed. Verse 11, on that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king. I want us to understand that the events being written about in the book of Esther are summarized. A lot of information is actually cut out, and so we are not able to get the full details of certain things that happened. Because it's worth noting that Haman died on the 17th of Nisan, and his sons too were killed on the 17th of Nisan, and they were hung on the poles, as we are going to read. Being hung on the pole is more like being hung on the cross. So the reason why they were specifically hung on the cross or hung on the gallows was for them to properly be cursed, because Deuteronomy says, cursed be anyone who is hung on a tree. And Galatians talks about the curse pronounced within the Torah or the law
People misunderstand that Galatians 3:13, it doesn't talk about the law being cursed, rather it talks about the curse pronounced within the Torah. The book of Deuteronomy talks about anybody who is hung on a tree is cursed, and usually they are not meant to stay beyond the day on which they are or hung on the tree. They are meant to be taken down and buried. That's why Jesus Christ was buried before sunset. He was not supposed to hang around for long. And Absalom as well was removed and his body thrown into a forest. So, but sometimes the Lord permitted the bodies to stay longer for a certain reason. So the when the Israelites say, cursed be Haman, they know what they are saying. It's all to do with the Torah. And that's why I'm saying we must read the first five books of the Bible regularly and understand them. We must follow the Torah reading cycle that Ezra the scribe put together for us as Israelites, so that we can, as Israelites worldwide, so that we can have the understanding of the foundation of the Word of God, because that speaks into the rest of the Word of God. Unless you have the understanding of the foundation, you cannot understand the book of Revelation, and you can't understand the Gospels, you can't understand many things that were said in the rest of the Bible. You must take time to read the first five books of the Bible with the Hebrew perspective. And it's important to let the Holy Spirit minister to you in the process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue. So, verse 11 of Esther chapter 9, on that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. So you can see that the Lord likes to take account of everything. It's interesting that they counted the number of people that were killed. And the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, Shoshana, and 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. Or what is thy request, father? And it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. Hallelujah. So she asks that the sons be hung upon the gallows, even though we've already been told that they were killed. So you can see that there's a little bit of a confusion here, because this is more of a summary of what happened rather than the full details. Hallelujah. As Apostle Gordon always says, the Bible is more like news headlines. You must go before the Lord to learn more details. Hallelujah. There are many gaps, but yes, they couldn't have added everything. It wasn't easy to add everything. Because the Lord also wants us to desire to seek him, to know more. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Now verse 14 of chapter 14, of chapter 9, sorry, verse 14, chapter 9. And the king commanded it so to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hung Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. Hallelujah. So within the capital city, the war took place on the 13th day of Adar, and then outside of Shushan, hallelujah, oh sorry, the capital, outside of the capital city, the war took place on the 14th of Shushan, oh sorry, the 14th of Adar. the 14th of Adar, I think, because it took what time before the word traveled, but also general, I think that's just how things played out. Anyhow, but the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies and slew of those 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. So we are getting a lot of numbers here of people that were killed. 500 men were destroyed. The Jews have slain 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the sons of Haman, the 10 sons of Haman. And then here it says 75,000 at Shushan. And then they laid not their hands on the prey. And on the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day of the same, rested they and made it a day of feasting and gladness. So they made the 14th day a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th day, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. It's a little bit confusing here the way things are worded, but basically, the 13th day, the 14th day, and the 15th day are days of rest, they're days of celebrating Purim. Hallelujah. And if you go to a Jewish synagogue today, you will see certain blessings being said in honor of Purim today. So today is a day to remember the war that happened, to stop the anti-Semitism, hallelujah, and to stop the annihilation of the Jewish race, the Jewish people, because then that was going to make it difficult for the Savior of the world, Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ, to come if Israel had been annihilated. So this is an extremely important book to read and events to know and understand, because they speak of the preservation of a whole nation through whom the salvation of this world was going to come. Hallelujah. If that nation that was assigned to prepare for the first coming of the Savior was removed from the earth, the world would have come to an end that time. So this is a very important festival to understand, to honor, to read about. Now let's continue reading. That was verse 18. I read verse 19. Says, therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns, so the towns without walls, made the 14th day of Adar, of the month of Adar, a day of gladness and feasting and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. So it's one of the ways in which we celebrate the festival of Purim is to send gifts to one another. Hallelujah. Mishloach Manot in the Hebrew language, it's called Mishloach Manot. Hallelujah. Mishloach Manot. Hallelujah. So we are to give gifts to one another as the Jewish community. We bless those in need, and we just generally bless one another as well. Hallelujah. As a way of giving thanks to the Lord for the great miracle of overcoming Haman and his evil decree. Hallelujah. And the divine favor that we received from the Lord. Verse 20, and Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in the world, that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus or Ahasuerus, and or sorry, he's also known as Xerxes, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month of Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make their days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast poor is the singular, Hebrew singular for the word lot. Lot in English, poor, P-U-R in the Hebrew. If you want the Hebrew plural, it's Purim. Purim. The Hebrew English is lots. Lots. Hallelujah. So let's read that again. Had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast poor, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, Haman's wicked device of the, you know, the poor that he had cast, or the lot he had cast, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Amen. Hallelujah. So after all the fighting, after all the war, the blood, well, the bloodshed, which was holy unto the Lord, because he had decreed it, he had given permission for it to happen, Mordecai sent out letters again, instituting the festival of Purim going forward, as permitted by the Lord. Hallelujah. And it was signed as a decree by the Persian, Medo-Persian king, that the Jews would have a day of rest every year, 2 days of rest every year, the 14th day of Adar, the 15th day of Adar, in which they'll be resting from their enemies, and they would be resting from anti-Semitism. They would be feasting, they would be fulfilled with joy and dancing, sharing gifts here and there, and, you know, basically celebrating the divine favor of the Lord, the divine victory that the Lord had given unto us. We have to include ourselves. We have to keep saying us, not them, because we are one of them. We are their descendants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is how we speak in Hebrew culture. We don't talk about the past people as if they are not part of us. We are fellow Israelites like them, so whatever happened to them happened to us, and so we are one with them, so we are involved in what happened. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, cloud of witnesses, cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. Now let's carry on. I'm nearly done with this chapter. So yes, the sons were hung on the gallows. Verse 26, wherefore they called these days Purim after the name Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Amen. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we can see that the decree is coined in verses 26 to 28, which means this holiday is part of the holidays mentioned in Leviticus 23. It's just that it happened later on in biblical history, just like the festival of Hanukkah, which is known in the English language as dedication, and we also call it the festival of lights. And that is the festival that conceived the light of the world, who is also known as the Word of God. So these two extra festivals are extremely important, because one speaks of the fact that if God hadn't intervened, there would be no Hanukkah. There would be no Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the very festival in which the conception of the salvation of the world, hallelujah, Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth, happened. The prophecy of the great 5.5 days would not have been fulfilled if the book of Esther did not happen. If the events recorded in the book of Esther, as in Esther, did not intervene by the grace of God and Mordecai, and God give them victory. The prophecy given to Adam as the great 5.5 days prophecy, the one that says that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, would come in mankind form, would come incarnate to die on the cross for his people, Israel, the house of Israel, so that he could save the lost sheep. Hallelujah. The sheep and lambs, hallelujah. So, yeah, let's finish these chapters with verse 29 and verse 32. Verse 32, then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this letter of Purim, and he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with words of peace and truth to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. So you can see the emphasis and the repeated emphasis on the festival of Purim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not just a festival that somebody came up out of with thin air, and it's not a false festival, as some people say. Those who say that have no understanding of the Word of God. It's important to understand the Word of God. And by the way, another thing is the festival of Purim and the festival of Hanukkah are very much related, as I have been sharing over the last couple of weeks, with a major focus on Uganda, Israel's second born. The events that occurred in the days leading up to those festivals are quite similar, and we actually sing similar songs during this time of year. To those of Hanukkah, there are two particular songs we tend to sing that are, you know, related to both seasons, and they are both Thanksgiving songs. Hallelujah. I'll sing maybe two of them. I'll see how it goes. Let's finish this because I don't want the audio to be too long. Let me quickly read Esther chapter 10, which has verse 1 to 3 only. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the facts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him. Are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? There we go. Another lost book of the Bible is mentioned. Many people say the lost books of the Bible are satanic. If they are satanic or demonic, they would not be mentioned in the Bible that we have. So one of the lost books of the Bible that is mentioned here is the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Media and Persia. There is one of the Book of the Kings, and that is where some of the events, the details of the events of what happened during, King David's lifetime, Solomon, and various other kings are recorded. We don't have all the details. What we have is summaries of what happened. So it's important to know that there are lost books of the Bible, but because there's very little time in this each day to be able to read each one of the to read, the Lord has specifically revealed particular books that He wants us to read. I mean, if you want, you can try and read everything, but the specific books that the Lord is emphasizing more, that we should focus on more than others. Because it's hard to read everything. He's going to teach us these things when we go to heaven anyway. But while we are on earth, He still wants us to take the time to learn as much as possible in preparation for the days to come. Because if we do not know our history, it's going to be very hard to know our future and know how to handle the future. Now, verse 3, for Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people and speaking peace to all his seed. Amen. As I'm reading this, what has come to my mind are the two witnesses. But whatever has come to mind now, I can't share it. No, I'm not permitted to share it. Nevertheless, I will share on the two witnesses, hopefully tomorrow. I'm hoping to share tomorrow about the rest of the book of Esther, because I'm meant to have told from chapter 1 to chapter 10 by now. I'm also have supposed to talk about the additions to Esther, because there is a book called The Additions to Esther. And also within the book called The Legends of the Jews, there is a section which is the final section about the, what happened in the time of Esther. And this section gives all the details of what happened from beginning to end. But it's also useful to read the additions to Esther, because some details are not there in the Legends of the Jews. Then the Legends of the Jews even ends by explaining how the book of Esther was put together. And it was not easy to put it together. It was the Holy Spirit that guided the writer to write it in the manner in which it is written. So there's a lot of secrets to learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next Bible character after the book of Esther, we all know, is the book of Job, and he too has his own story to tell. But our focus now is the book of Esther, because we are in the season in which the events of the book of Esther occurred. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop here. This audio has become longer than expected. I also want to highlight the fact that the song I played earlier, called Shoshanat Yaakov, is a song we tend to sing at the end of the reading of the Megillah Esther. Megillah means scroll. Esther, we know what Esther is. So I think it's to do with a star. I forgot. I mean, it was to do with the, it's related to Ishtar, Easter. This song, Shoshanat Yaakov, we tend to sing it at the end of the reading of the book of Esther. So I'm just going to play it now, and then I'll sing the other songs that are to do, or I'll play the song. Might be easier that way.
שהוא אדם, הייתה לנצח מלבדם, בכל
Hallelujah. So that song is a very lovely song to sing. Now, the other song that we tend to sing during this period is Alhanisimvealapukan. Let me play it. It's about thanking the Lord for the miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So that is a song of thanksgiving. That is a song of thanksgiving unto the Lord for all the wonderful miracles that He has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For He has done great things for us this season. He has given us great victory in honor of the miracles and deliverance, heroic deeds and salvation wrought, and wars you fought for our fathers in days of yore and in present time. That is what we are singing. Al Hanisim, Ve'al Hapukan, Ve'al Hagvurot, Ve'al Hachuot, Ve'al Hamilkamot, She'asita Lavoteinu, Bayamim Hahem Bazman Hazeh. Hallelujah. Al Hanisim, Ve'al Hapukan, Ve'al Hagvurot, Ve'al Hachuot, Ve'al Hamilkamot, She'asita Lavoteinu, Bayamim Hahem Bazman Hazeh. Hallelujah. In honor of the miracles and deliverance, heroic deeds and salvation wrought, and wars you fought for our fathers in the days of yore and in present time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this is a prayer of thanksgiving in honor of the miracles that the Lord did for us. Hallelujah. At the time of Hanukkah, but also the time of Purim, but also at other times. Hallelujah. Now, the next song is called Maozur, and that in English means Rock of Ages. It's a very beautiful song. The person singing it is called Hadassah Byrne. Hadassah, remember, is the name of Queen Esther. That was her original name, and this person is called Hadassah Byrne.
Maozur, yes.
Playing that song again, but I didn't mean to make the audio too long. It's a very powerful song. I'll play it in another audio tomorrow. So the Hebrew words are Ma'oz Zur Yahushua Ti Lecha Lecha Na'e Leshabea Ti Kun Beit Tefila Ti Vesham Toda Nezabea Le'et takin matbea mitzahamna bea azeg mor beshir mizmor hanukah hamizbea. English words are Rock of Ages, let our song praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the raging force wast our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but thine own arm availed us, and thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. And thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. Children of the Maccabees, whether free or fettered, wake the echoes of the songs where ye may be fat scattered, yours the message cheering that the time is nearing when we'll see all people free, tyrants disappearing. When we'll see all people free, tyrants disappearing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In Yahshua's name, a time is going to come when all people will be free. And the tyrants, like the Antichrist, Anti-Messiah, will disappear. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So, there are other Purim songs that we can sing, but I'm not going to go into that now, because it's about time I bring this audio to an end. So remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and praise Yah for the victory that He has given unto us. There was something I was going to say, but I've forgotten. Please remember that we are not celebrating Palm Sunday tomorrow. Rather, we are celebrating Purim. Purim, the festival of Lots. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Yahweh, I will lift him. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Yahweh, I will lift him higher. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Yahweh, I will lift him higher. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Yahweh, I will lift him higher. Amen. In Yahushua's name, I'm going to stop there. But let's also remember that freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, I freedom. Freedom is freedom. Freedom is freedom. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I. Oh, yes, I know. 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 Amen, amen, in Yahushua's name. We'll sing that more during the time of the Passover festival. One more thing I'm going to say. After the 40, wait, today we're, after today, we're not fasting again. We are, the fast has come to an end. It's up to you. If you still wish to fast, do as the Holy Spirit leads. But I want us to remember that we're going to have a break from tomorrow, the 14th of Adar, all the way to the 20th of Adar, and then from the 21st of Adar to the 28th of Adar, we are going to fast again. We are going to do the Jericho March. Normally, the Jericho March falls within the month of March, but this year is going to fall in the month of April. So we are going to do the Jericho March in the month of Adar Bet or Adar 1, because as I said in previous audios, that the month of Nisan or Aviv, which is next month, is too busy to be able to do the Jericho March. Once Passover finishes, we are in the 7 weeks of fasting and prayer, waiting on the Lord, purifying ourselves and preparing for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. And during those 7 days, we are 7 weeks or 49 days, we are meant to be in the upper room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're meant to be in the upper room, because those, that period of Jesus leaving them to go to the upper room happened around that time of year. Okay, I'm going to stop here for now. Remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Purim Sameach. Amen. Shalom.